Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Urban Jungle Radio. Urban Jungle Radio. Urban Jungle Radio. Urban Jungle Radio.
It's the world-famous Urban Jungle Radio.
With your hosts, Danny Mendez and Andy V.
Urban Jungle Radio, Urban Jungle Radio. Urban Jungle Radio, Urban Jungle Radio.
Urban Jungle Radio. Yo, I'm the B, the H to the R-I-S, nicknamed Venomous, cause I eat through flesh, Danny's so sick, we call him poisonous, he's the D, the A to the N-N-Y, king of the tribe, that's Cobra Kai, Friday night is game tight, like Jordan game night, top flight, hawk side, good guy, many try, many die, come to Danny if you want a war, get it bloody, that spells doom, when I first met him, he had an alligator, in his fucking dorm room, live talk, live podcast show, UGR, now the leader of conservation radio, too much to process, to leave your head spinning, he donates to charities and protests spinning, living in this time behind enemy lines, so I got mine, I hope you got yourself a snake, you from the hood, I hope you got yourself a snake, you want peace, I hope you got yourself a snake, I got myself a snake. He's the A, the N to the D-Y. On the show with these two, there's an awesome vibe coming at you live. So get your laptops ready and puff some live. Lace up your boots, cause it's game time. Competition, to make Amelia. He's Danny Mendez, he's me familiar.
Yeah, that's family.
I'm living in this time behind enemy lines. So I got mine, I hope you got yourself a snake. You from the hood? Hope you got yourself a snake. You want peace? Hope you got yourself a snake. Get yourself a snake. Go get one. Get two. I got myself a snake. UJR Radio all day. You know what it is. I get yourself a snake. Danny Mendez, bitches. I got myself a snake. It's another Urban Jungle's radio production.
Oh. Come on, girl. Come on. Up you go. Up you go. Oh. This is when it gets ugly right here. Oh. Come on, girl. There you go. Oh. What a beauty.
I'm with you.
Back inside. Oh, wow. Oh, that's impressive as it can be.
That's probably embarrassing, Andy.
The following broadcast may contain mature subject matter and extreme orphanness. Listen at your own risk. Attention, jungle junkies and new listeners worldwide. It's time for the world famous Urban Jungles Radio.
It's the Urban Jungles Radio Show.
With your host, Danny Mendez,
the Beast Master,
and Andy V. Prepare to enter a new stream of consciousness, higher level of awareness, and an overabundance of awesomeness.
Streaming live at the speed of light from the world wide interweb, straight to your brain's core. It's the world famous Urban Jungles Radio.
That's right, Jungle Junkies. I know you have been eagerly awaiting the return of Urban Jungles Radio to the airwaves, and here we are, mofos.
Here we are. Here we are.
I am Danny Mendez, your Beastmaster, and beside me, of course, is my wingman, Andy, to the V. And yeah, man, we're psyched to be back here in the new home and broadcasting away, bringing nothing but complete excellence to you in the form that only Urban Jungles Radio can do. And
that's right.
This evening we will continue that with our guests, which I'm really excited to have back on. Mm-hmm. It's been a long while, actually.
Yes, since, it has been.
We've spoken to the one and only Texas Snake Man, Mr. Jackie Baby.
Jackie Baby.
We're going to talk to Jackie Baby in a little bit. Excuse me. And he's been wonderful enough to introduce me to a really fantastic person that I'm looking forward to speaking to in person, Miss Shea Barry. And they're going to give us some updates about some pretty amazing stuff that they've been working on.
Cool.
And I know Jackie, a while ago, for those of you who have kind of followed the saga, know that Jackie first met with us. It's over a year ago now? Was it? That was just 1 year, right?
A year, last April. Yeah,
okay. So it was a year ago Round Rock that we first met with Jackie. And of course, Jackie Baby is the star of Rattlesnake Republic and Ryzen Network.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very well known in the Roundup circuits and is a performer who uses rattlesnakes in his showmanship.
One or several world records.
Yeah.
As far as holding rattlesnakes by their tail in his
mouth. In his mouth.
Yeah.
So. Of course. You get to that.
Yeah.
Don't mess around, man. It's the mouth. and it's interesting stuff because the whole relationship we've had with Jackie has been a pretty fascinating one from the get-go. Jackie was probably not somebody we would normally talk to, I think. Mm. Go out of our way, at least, to speak to.
Yeah, we wouldn't go out of our way.
Yeah.
No.
For the most part, and Jackie was good enough to attend the Texas Rattlesnake Festival last year,
mm-hmm.
and kind of, put on a table that he was interested in change for the animals, because he tried to explain on our last show how he is, he's really enamored with these animals,
yep.
and he wants to do right by them. So he was talking about doing some things and changing some of the old ways, and we'll catch up with him.
And he's genuinely interested in changing it. I mean, you, Emma, and Kelly had a nice, good,
an amazing
45-minute hour discussion, and you actually had a good talk. There was no yelling, no name-calling. It was a very civil discussion on the pros and cons from both ends.
Right.
And it was a great discussion, and I'm sure, our junkies have seen the videos on our YouTube. We actually had Jackie this year attend the Rattlesnake Festival
That's
as well.
Right.
So he was walking around for a little bit of that. I'm not sure, I don't have the charisma that you do. So
poppycock.
It was it was like a, "Hey Jackie, how you doing?" So we chatted for a little bit. He seemed to enjoy himself. It was the second year he attended the show.
Yeah,
so
he always enjoys himself. He's
I know he does. I know
by
he does.
An aura of BB awesomeness. and I really, like I said, Jackie is not somebody that I normally probably would have gone out of my way to
mm-hmm.
talk to, because I had my preconceived notions of what he was about and
of course,
he did, of course. And I was gladly proved wrong when we got to speak to him, and I found that he's actually a pretty enjoyable guy, and we had a lot of fun with him, Jackie. Much to the dismay of some people.
Whatever,
but that was great.
But that's the whole thing. Like, how are we supposed to change the culture and try and persuade some people to actually accept that
right.
this is the, for lack of a better term, the correct way to do it? Animals aren't killed. People are being educated. Kids are having a good time. There's no horror shows. But at the same time, Jackie also said that he is appalled at the killings of the rattlesnakes. Mm-hmm. So, he made that perfectly clear last year. So I'm sure he's still going to follow up on that this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'll all be pleasantly surprised. And it is important. And I really applaud him for being one of the first people to contact us from the, quote,
mm-hmm.
Other side and being open to having a discussion. So Jackie's going to continue that legacy tonight. And he's going to talk to us in just a bit along with Shay. and they're going to let us know what they've been up to and all that good stuff. And then,
looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah, man. It's always good times with Jackie. And what else do we have? Oh, I have, of course. This is news in the reptile world, in their little weird, odd
like
niche
what?
Community.
I know, it's been pretty quiet.
It has been extremely quiet, Andy, and that is precisely why we are going to discuss what went down this week.
What do you mean? Like, it's
in the
quiet,
form
good.
Of Brian Varchek's social media accounts being completely taken off the radar. Gone. Off the radar. It was a fascinating. It's been a fascinating case study as far as someone.
A case study?
It is. It's a case study in social media. Holy shittedness.
I'm not sure a court of law would agree with that.
No, but. Hear me out on this. We'll talk about this, but I think you'll understand where I'm coming from. You know, it's interesting to see somebody who's worked so hard to build up a social media presence and worked so hard at it and then see it completely ripped to shreds. And it really kind of exposes that volatility that is out there that we think, you know, we don't really consider or take for granted every day. So
yep.
I want to chat about that and lots of other good stuff. So are you ready to have a goddamn great episode, Andy?
Yeah! Oh,
God, you know, every time you scream like that, it completely blows my eardrums out when I'm trying to edit this for fucking video later on. Goddamn, the last time we started the show, you did some crazy wolf call in the beginning of the goddamn thing. I had to readjust on my volume levels. I know you're excited, but do it in that direction, away from the goddamn microphone.
Yeah! Is that better for you?
Man, the voice is gone today. Those goddamn party kids.
Those party kids, huh?
Goddamn party going sugared up lovely little bastards that I love so much.
It sounds like it.
All right, guys. Obviously, you heard our chit chat a couple of minutes ago on Jackie Bibby. So I think the man needs no further introduction. Everyone, please give a warm welcome to the one, the only, Mr. Jackie Bibby. Jackie, are you with us, sir?
Absolutely, I'm right here.
Yeah. And of course, Jackie, you know I love you, and you know this is all about you. We're going to talk to you, but you brought a lovely, lovely guest along that I don't want to keep waiting. So I would like to, of course, introduce to our Jungle Junkies the one and only Shay Barry. Shay, you with us?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi. Hello. All right. Good. We're all here. It is just a party of amazingness as we gather here today to talk about some groundbreaking things that have been going on. Jackie, how have you been, my friend? It's been way too long.
I have been doing really well. Quite frankly, if I was doing any better, I'd have to be twins.
Oh, Lord, I don't think the world is ready for two Jackie Bibby.
I missed his sayings, man. I missed his sayings.
Jackie, you're going to make like a book of Bibbyisms. Just basically all books with your sayings.
Yeah, I do a lot of country colloquialisms. And I am country as dirt. I mean, you can't take that away from me. I'm dyed-in-the-wool Texican, but, you know, I've had the pleasure of traveling all over the world and acting a fool in front of a lot of people.
I love this man's voice. You're like the
quintessential
white Texan Morgan Freeman of like Jackie, I want you to narrate. If I die in the next couple of years, I want you to basically read my eulogy for me. All right, will you do me that favor?
I'll be glad to preach your funeral. I would preach your funeral in a magic moment.
Excellent.
And do you a damn good job of it too.
I would trust no one else, man. No one else. Good stuff. Shay, how are you doing?
I'm doing quite well, thank you. How are you guys?
Wonderful. Wonderful, thank you.
We're excellent. We are here doing what we love, you know, corrupting the airwaves as much as we possibly can to bring some good information to the world. So, and we're so happy that you're here joining us. Now, Sheikh, for our listeners, why don't you explain a little bit why, I should say how it is that you're associated with Jackie.
Well, Jackie and I are friends, of course. I met Jackie years ago, back when we were first in college, and then we went on our separate ways and ended up hooking up, I think it was right before Rattlesnake Republic came out. My association with Jackie isn't through his fame and, you know, the TV shows and everybody wanting autographs. Mine was because Jackie set forth behind camera so many times to help out community needs in so many realms. I couldn't even begin to tell you. And I was drawn to him because he's a good man. He's a good soul. Is he always right? No. Is he a man willing to learn?
That's an understatement.
But he's a man willing to learn and to admit his wrongs and to see better ways and use these avenues of fame that he has now to take those things he's been doing behind camera and actually put them out as his ending legacy. He doesn't want to, you know, in his life being the snake slaughterer, because that's not who the man is. That's how I met Jackie, him just being a good guy, and I'm drawn to people like that that are working in the community and doing good things for the people around them, making the world a better place.
Excellent, excellent. And we totally understand that perception. Jackie is really one of these people who lights up a room, which I enjoy, Jackie. We were immediately drawn to each other for that sense, and plus we are both attention whores.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Never met a camera I didn't love.
Sure. Great, great. Well, you guys have been working on some amazing stuff. Jackie, I unfortunately missed you at the last Texas Rattlesnake Festival. What was your perception of it? I totally did not have a chance to touch base with you and see what you thought about it.
It was really good. I got to meet a few more people involved in your particular group and was able to have some open dialogue with them about who and what I was and what I was attempting to do, and was very well received, you know, as I was the first one that I went to. You know, Kelly Hill pretty much has really been able to talk to some of the people on y'all's side of the issue and let them know that I'm probably not the individual they had perceived me to be because of that preconceived notion that, you know, I was out there being cruel to animals, which is not true at all. And so based on the fact that y'all had already kind of begun to recognize that I wasn't exactly what you thought, I was very well received and everybody was open to visiting with me. And it went really well. You know, had a good time down there. And, you know, I'm constantly learning and constantly being able to pick up information that I can use. And one of the things I'm excited about is the stuff that we talked about over a year ago now. We're developing that. We've got that ready to put in motion. You know, we had talked about releasing some baby snakes. I have almost 100 baby snakes prepared to be released into an area. We've already got an area secured where we're going to be able to protect it for 3 years to do a study on how the snakes proliferate and how they thrive in that area based on the, keeping numbers and keeping statistics on how many we release. And we're going to release some gravid females. And, you know, that's pretty exciting stuff. I've never been that much into the scientific side of the issue, but I feel like it's something that bears looking at, and so consequently, I've been moving forward in all of that, and it's coming together really well.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. And are we going to have to refer to you as Dr. Bibby soon?
As what?
As Dr. Bibby.
Yeah, I'm a long ways from having a PhD, but I tell you what, I got a lot of college and hard knocks.
Amen. I'm sure, brother. I'm sure that definitely shows. And it shows, you know, it shows in what you're doing here. I like the fact that you are definitely taking the harder road as far as, you know, working with everyone who had these preconceived notions against you. And here you are you know, a year plus later, you are still holding to your word and working on this. This is pretty fantastic news about the baby rattlesnakes that you guys are going to release. Are they all diamond Western Diamondbacks?
Yes.
Cool.
Well, that's been turned in at Rattlesnake Roundups. We've got a lot of stuff on the internet now. We have a YouTube channel. We also have our regular internet place where
network.
You can go on and watch our videos and stuff, rsn.tv, and we also have Rising Star Entertainment Network on YouTube. And we filmed some stuff related to these baby snakes, and we had one guy come in and bring a snake in one of our episodes that he had caught, and he's going to come to the release. He's going to get to be there. And it's real exciting. This is a young guy that knows me real well. I kind of tried to help him some in his music and some of his other stuff that he's doing. And he knew I was going to be releasing baby rattlesnakes, so he caught one and brought it to me to be released. And so we filmed that. We reenacted it and filmed him bringing me that rattlesnake. And you know, the fact that people are getting behind that. Now, that's not to say I hadn't caught a little bit of flack. Believe me, some of these old country cowboys that I've been running with for 40 years are sure trying to accuse me of going soft, but that's okay. You know, they can tease me. They can call me anything they want to. Nobody can make me anything but me. You know, and I feel like what I'm doing is the right thing to do. And as long as I'm doing the right thing, I can fade the heat.
Good for you, man. Absolutely. You keep righteous and don't worry about what they're saying. And you definitely are doing a good thing. I want to ask you, this population of rattlesnakes that you guys are going to be releasing now, are they going to be hands-off for future roundups?
Absolutely.
We have a minimum. We have 3 years from the landowner guaranteed that no one will be able to hunt in that area.
Excellent. That's really good news.
Yeah. So for 3 years, we know there'll be nobody hunting in that area, you know, unless they were to try to sneak in there. And it's a place where we can watch it pretty closely. And luckily, I have a good friend, Willie. He's been around for a long time, and he's an old snake hunting buddy of mine, and he's the one that secured that area for us. And he's real involved in this thing, and he's like myself. Now, he comes from the other side of the fence, but since I've introduced him to what we're attempting to do, he's completely on board. And, you know, he's all for doing this because he thinks it's a good idea.
Yeah, sure, of course.
Danny, can I interrupt you for a minute?
Absolutely.
You know, I heard you guys talking before the show, talking about, you know, these are all good ideas and everything, but how do we actually go about doing this? The thing about it is none of us have the answers. You know, we know that we've got some common ground. The thing about it is with Jackie and what I think he has seen is he is an absolute role model to all these young snake hunters, to these ones that have been following him for the last 40 years. To anyone that wants to be a star on TV, all these different realms that, you know, Jackie pulls out in people. And seeing Jackie make this change, you've got grown adults that have lived snake hunting a certain way for 40 years, and they're like, oh, wait a minute. If Jackie Bibby says this is not the best way, maybe we should, you know, look into this. And they are excited. This kid's eyes, when he came in with this little rattlesnake, lit up. He knew he was a part of something good, conserving something that was going to supply everybody that has a need of a snake in the snake world, whether it's enjoyment or, you know, whatever your realm is. But the senseless slaughter, that's our problem right there. But as long as we have these young people come in and they're looking at Jackie Bibby going, oh, yeah, we're going to do it like Jackie Bibby, and Jackie Bibby's trying to collect the knowledge to do it the right way, that's how we're going to change. One step at a time, one person stepping up and saying, hey, I'm ready. Let's go.
Yeah, no, that's spectacular. And you're right. It is. And that, I think, is one of the common threads here that brings us all together in this matter, is the fact that, you know, we genuinely like snakes. And that's not always clear cut across the board. You know, some people like them in different ways, and some people can tolerate different things with them. And some people, you know, just have no idea. But it's nice to see you guys trying to work towards a common goal with us all. And especially with, you know, a lot of these guys that you're just talking about, some of your older friends, Jackie, you know, you're kind of a little bit of a rare specimen here, in that you've, you know, have seen the ways and you want to work towards rattlesnake conservation. But to convince your friends, that's a whole other animal, isn't it?
literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I may never necessarily convince everyone, and that's okay. But, you know, the main thing I can be is a living example, because if I do genuinely change some of my behavior, then other people may choose to follow, they may not. But the main thing is, you know, just like when this boy brought in a single baby rattlesnake and put it with about 60 or 70 other ones that I have, yeah, they can say, well, you can't really make a difference in the overall scheme of things. We made a difference to that one, because he's not going to be freeze-dried. He's not going to be put in a commode seat or an ashtray. He's not going to be put in a bottle of vodka to make into an aphrodisiac or anything, because that's where a lot of these baby snakes that are brought into the roundups are going, is into the market, you know, where they're winding up being killed when they're just little old bitty 12, 14-inch rattlesnakes.
Yeah, no, it's definitely – it's not a fate that – you know, any snake deserves, especially the young ones that haven't had a chance to make any kind of significant, you know, biological contribution to the population. I think this needs to be seen just like any others, you know, especially if you're talking about animal conservation like we do with all wildlife, whether it's fish or something, we all respect a certain size limit. And I think that's something that should hold true with these animals. I think because they don't breed as frequently as we'd like, we should definitely – at least be respectful enough.
Well, I don't either.
Jackie, we're trying to stop you, Jackie.
Oh, wait,
we're trying to stop you. No, but seriously, you guys are doing a really great thing, and I appreciate that, and I appreciate what you're doing with these babies. I would love at some point maybe to come out there and take a look at this area and, you know, maybe catch up with some of these snakes like a year later and see if we're seeing some of the animals
awesome.
That you were talking about.
Please do, because
well,
we're going to keep
–
yeah, come on to Texas, you know. Come on back down here to God's country.
Amen.
Yeah, we'll take you out to this place. And we're going to go out there several times throughout the course of the year. Of course, they're going to be coming out of the dens in the spring and going into the dens in the fall. That's when they're going to be the most concentrated in the one area. So that we can go out there and get a count and get an idea of what we're seeing moving around. And, you know, and we're going to write down exactly how many we release and how many we see. And we're going to keep a running total of that for those 3 years to just see what we're going to get. Because, you know, this was a real strange year for rattlesnake roundups. I'm sure you're aware there were 24,000 pounds of rattlesnakes brought in at Sweetwater. And, you know, that was the most rattlesnakes ever turned in at a rattlesnake roundup ever. And they turned away more snakes than they bought. So, or somewhat as many. I don't know exactly the poundage because nobody knows because they didn't buy them. But they bought 24,000 pounds of rattlesnakes. So, the reason in my mind that that has happened is because we've had three really good years where these snakes have had a lot to eat. The weather's been mild. There's been lots of rain, lots of mice and rats and baby birds for them to feed on. So certainly they're going to proliferate based on these good years. So that's why we've had a whole lot of rattlesnakes turned in this year.
Jackie, did you personally observe this overflow of animals? I mean, what has happened with all of them? Are these some of the results of the babies that you are releasing, are these the results of those animals?
No, none of the ones that I have came from Sweetwater, because Sweetwater's not my show. I produce rattlesnake roundups. Y'all know that. Now,
right,
there's
right.
only about seven or eight left in Texas, and I'm doing about four or five of them. So, but Sweetwater belongs to the Sweetwater JCs. That's their deal. They don't even like me. They think I'm a daredevil and I'm crazy. And so they'll let me show up out there. But this year during the Sweetwater Roundup, I was down in Houston at the no-kill show. So,
yep.
But the guy that bought the snakes is a very close friend and business associate of mine. So I know exactly what was bought. I know where they went. I know what's been done with them. I have kept very close tabs on what snakes were brought into Sweetwater. Now, that same guy has bought snakes at several of my roundups as well. But that's where the ones that I was at, that I produce, that's where the babies are coming from.
Gotcha.
So anybody that catches snakes.
Go ahead,
Jay.
Go ahead, Jay.
I said, can we talk about those rattlesnake roundups? Because I think that's part of the the thing with people. They're not understanding why that you produce rattlesnake roundups in the first place. What is their benefit? Where are you seeing your positive from? I think that your fans are not understanding that, and we need to explain why we do these rattlesnake roundups and the benefits that they do bring.
Okay, yeah, so let us know, what is it then that you guys, what is one of the biggest benefits to a rattlesnake roundup, in your opinion?
They help the communities that we're serving these in. You know, that's one of the things that the people that put on these shows, like the Lions Club, the AMBUCs, the JCs, the Chamber of Commerce, all these various communities that we do a rattlesnake roundup in, they raise a lot of money for that particular community, and oftentimes our rattlesnake roundup is the biggest event of the year. So
yes,
that helps those little communities to thrive and be able to do things like providing scholarships and, you know, helping people get eyeglasses and stuff. And that's all things that are done as these rattlesnake roundups. But now also we get rattlesnakes brought in by hunters who are taking them off the land where there's wildlife and cows and oil field guys and ranchers and stuff that are afraid of the snakes. They're afraid to get bit and stuff. Well, there's so much of the property down here in Texas that does not get hunted. There's still a lot of area that's natural habitat to rattlesnakes where they're not getting caught at. So we're not really decimating the population. That's been proven statistically a number of different times, especially now. There used to be 40 rattlesnake roundups in Texas. There's only 7 or 8 left. So the rattlesnake roundups are sure not going to make rattlesnakes go extinct. But we do serve some positive purposes, you know. And can we balance that out? Can we weigh it out in such a way that it makes sense? In my opinion, yes. Now, everybody's not going to agree with that, but, you know, I can agree with you, or you can agree with me, but disagree with me without being disagreeable.
Well, let me ask you this. At this time, with the roundups that you produce, are the animals still being killed?
They are being – the ones that are being bought for food to be eaten and to have products made out of their skin, yes, they are being killed. They're not ever being killed on site. I made that agreement with y'all over a year ago. There has not been any more rattlesnakes killed on site at a rattlesnake roundup that I produce.
Now, let me ask you,
Jackie, said I wouldn't, and I won't.
No, I appreciate that very much. I don't think that the public really needs to see, you know, the gross spectacle of the animals being killed out there. I mean, not that we have to, you know, I don't feel that we need to baby or pacify people from seeing animals slaughtered that are going to be used in an appropriate manner. I just don't appreciate when it's done in a showy fashion and usually, you know, at the expense of the health of the animals. Now, let me ask you this, Jackie. You obviously care a lot about, you know, people and the community. At some point, doesn't the fact that the profits that come from this, you know, comes with the price of these animals' heads, like, doesn't it bother you that in a way it's kind of blood money on these animals that you really love? I mean, because I know you love rattlesnakes. Are you okay with it?
I love animals, period. So, okay. Yeah, I am okay with it because I eat hamburgers. You know, I like hamburgers, like steak dinners. You know, I wouldn't kill a cow for nothing in the world, but I'll go to the store and buy some dead cow and eat it. You know, if a rattlesnake's being eaten and he's having products made out of his skin, you know, we're not decimating the population. So, you know, if we were endangering the species, absolutely, I would think we needed to look at that in such a way that we changed our practices, but we're not. No, I'm not just saying that idly. I can prove that we're not. So I don't, you know, I have had to kill rattlesnakes in my lifetime. I've had to butcher snakes and do that. I don't like doing it. It's absolutely distasteful to me. So I don't enjoy doing it at all. But as far as having a problem with somebody doing it in a fashion, you know, where it's got to be done somewhere else and not as a public spectacle, and it's going to be done in such a way that the animal's going to be eaten and the skin's going to be used to make a product that people use it, you know, for belts, hat bands, and things like that. Yeah. I don't have a problem with it. That's just my opinion.
Okay. Okay. No, that and you're completely entitled to that, Jackie. That's fine. Now, that being your opinion, how do you feel about gassing with regard to these animals that you're going to be eating?
I hadn't gassed a rattlesnake in years, so I don't. I don't agree with gassing. But
you personally, Jackie, I know you could just charm a rattlesnake right into your little bucket of feed. But I'm saying as far as gassing as a whole, I'm assuming if you guys are going to use these animals primarily as you know, food, you don't want to be feeding the general public that you care about, the community that you care about. I'm assuming that you don't agree that they should be.
Rattlesnake,
you know,
gassing as a method of taking rattlesnakes is already outlawed in Oklahoma. It'll soon be outlawed in Texas. But, of course, like a lot of things that you outlaw, just the criminals are the only ones going to still be doing it. But, you know, that it's messed up certain elements of the rattlesnake business here in Texas because the venom laboratories won't buy venom anymore from Texas because they have not outlawed the gassing yet. When they do outlaw the gassing, supposedly they're going to start buying venom again.
So you think it's going to go down, Jack?
It'll be outlawed in Texas, sure, of course.
Yes.
I have been to the meetings with the Texas Parks and Wildlife. I have attended because they've told me when they were and asked if I wanted to attend to give my opinion. And I've given my opinion in front of a lot of people who vehemently disagreed with me that I think gassing should be outlawed. So, I mean, I'm somewhat of an outcast among certain individuals that I've been friends with my entire life because they disagree with me, which, you know, that's fine. I mean, I'm welcome to my opinion. I'm going to have it, and nobody's going to change it necessarily until I see a better way or a different way that I think's the right way. But that's I gassed snakes years ago because I didn't know any better. It was the way it was done. It's the way I was taught, and I went out there, and that's how we caught rattlesnakes. But I quit long before it was outlawed or even much talked about because you can still take rattlesnakes without pumping gas on them. And the main reason I quit was certainly self-serving because it was killing the rattlesnakes.
Of course.
I mean, the snake inhales a whole bunch of that gasoline, and you take him back. And I kept snakes for months at a time because I used them in shows. So I was having rattlesnakes with big swelled glands underneath their jaws dying from the inhalation of the gas. That's why I quit gassing initially. But gassing's not a good idea, in my opinion. So I don't gas. But there's still some people out there who do. There's still people who bring them the rattlesnake roundups and sell them that have been gassed. But, you know, I can gradually, I think, make a little bit of a difference. For example, what Shay just made reference to, the young guys that look up to me because they've been following me for 40-something years, they think, well, you know, if Jackie Bibby don't take snakes by gassing, then maybe I shouldn't take snakes by gassing. I think in that way I can gradually make a difference.
Well, I think it's common sense, too, at some point. I mean, at one point, does everybody just have to stop and be like, oh, this stuff is not good for you, especially not in something you're going to eat?
They don't have the knowledge, and I think that, like, you guys opening up these conversations and that knowledge being put out there and understanding that we can't even use this venom to help people that have been bit, you know, we talk about economy. We're killing snakes that we can't even boost the economy in a healthy, beneficial nature to humankind because we gas. It's a simple stop doing that fix, you know. So I think people knowing that if we stop gassing, you know, we could actually use these snakes in a better way. I think it's definitely going to make a difference.
Right.
And in mind, Danny, you're looking at it from a standpoint where you're pretty rational. Believe me, a drunk cowboy at a rattlesnake roundup eating a piece of rattlesnake, his primary concern is not that was that snake gassed or not.
Right.
He's a drunk cowboy partying, listening to the band, and he's eating a rattlesnake where he can go home and say, I ate rattlesnake.
Yeah, statistically, he's a high.
I mean, that's just the bitter truth of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right, well,
right, wrong, or otherwise, that's just the way it is.
I don't even know where to go with that one.
No.
Jackie, it's a tough situation because I'm trying to be rational here, and in both ways it swings, and it's tough. Like at some point, you have to just think it's common sense, but I can understand, you know, these these guys when they're in their thing and their element, and you know, I'm assuming that sucking down gasoline is probably one of the least harmful things that they've done in the last.
Unfortunately, you know, you're thinking that common sense would take
some
of a lot of certain topics, and just some common sense just doesn't reach some people or some populations. I mean, it's a shame, but you know, you'd think that, you know, how these animals are being collected, you should probably know, and then be like, hey, I'm not going to eat this barbecued rattlesnake because it was soaked in gasoline prior to being put on the grill.
Is this supposed to be flambé? Good Lord. Well, good, Jakku. I'm glad at least that you are not giving a gasoline-soaked meat to the community that you're trying to help.
If you'll allow me to reiterate for you, I know you know this, but maybe to some of the individuals out there that are listening do not know exactly what we initially started talking about. And we talked about this with Kelly Hill. Oh, y'all talked about this with Sean McCants. I've talked about it with you, several other people that are from both sides of this issue, that I have agreed to not take rattlesnakes using gasoline anymore, period. I'm not going to do that. Hadn't done it for a while anyway. I'm not going to kill any rattlesnakes out of Rattlesnake Roundup that I produce as a public spectacle. And I'm going to release baby snakes and gravid females, which are turned in at the Rattlesnake Roundups that I produced. Now, I agreed to do that with you on your radio show, and I'd already talked with Kelly Hill about that at great length over a year ago. Everything is in place for me to do exactly what I had told y'all I would do. So, you know, I feel like I've lived up to my end of the bargain there, and hopefully this will gradually begin to implement change, because that's ultimately what we're looking to do. I don't want to see all the Rattlesnake Roundups completely be outlawed and where they don't have one anymore. Even if they go more the educational way, the way y'all are going down at the Rattlesnake Roundup, the one that was in Round Rock, and then the one I went to in the Houston area down at Conroe, you know, I don't mind it going that direction to some degree, but this has been my hobby my entire life. I mean, I'm old, feeble, and bald-headed and one-legged, so I ain't going to be around too much longer, but I ain't quite done yet either. You know, I can still put on a pretty good little snake show. So I would like to last a little while longer in this, in doing what I love to do and enjoy doing, and being in front of the public, getting to talk about these animals and what little I know about them. You know, I'm not a scientist. I'm a showman. That's what I am. But Jackie, I enjoy doing this, and if I can do it in a productive way, I think that's good.
Jackie, I am a showman and a scientist, so let me just sit here for a second. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, listen, Jackie, I really appreciate what you're doing, man. You know, it's definitely, you know, we're reaching a point in our relationship and in where we are in this whole entire process where, you know, we're all going to start doing some more heavy lifting to make progress, because we're quickly starting to reach, you know, these points where our common ground is not always so common, especially for me. I kind of, so that you understand, is I still stand on the opposite side of the fence where I would like to see Roundup stop, at least in the form where rattlesnakes are being killed even for food. But that's okay. That's where we can agree to disagree. But I just want to say, on behalf of people who do support stopping rattlesnake roundups, I greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate the fact that you have been a man of your word and that you have done the things that you said you were going to do, and you followed through, as far as I know, and as far as the reports that we've gotten and we've heard. We know for a fact that you haven't been, you know, killing anybody on you know, or I should say rattlesnakes have not been.
One thing you can absolutely count on, if I tell you a piss ant can pull a freight train, all you got to do is find a trace channel to fit him and hook him up.
I don't know what that means, but I want it tattooed on my arm. My point is, I really appreciate that you have stood by, and I appreciate that you've been so willing to work with us, and I look forward to working with you more in the future. We definitely have a lot of things to discuss. I need to get down there. I need to visit with you. I want to check out these sites. I want you to introduce me to some of your people, and you guys can make fun of the Yankee all you want, but I would love to just bend your
ears. Absolutely. And please allow me to make this one shameless plug, if I may. Individuals who are generally interested in what we're doing, if they'll go to our YouTube channel, which is Rising Star Entertainment Network, we have a show on there called Snake People. If you're genuinely interested in snakes, it is slanted from my direction. You know, I can't help that fact. That's pretty much who I am, what I am. But I'm covering a lot of information that is going to be very viable to your side of the issue. So if they'll go to Rising Star Entertainment Network on YouTube and look at some of our Snake People episodes, watch some of that stuff, it'll be interesting to them. Even if they disagree, shoot us an email or a text or, you know, look me up on Facebook and hammer my butt. I don't care. You're not going to hurt my feelings. You sure won't get my popping my cherry because I've been hammered before. So at least go on there and look and see what we're doing and see what's going on. And you know, it's good. It's good entertainment.
Absolutely. What was the YouTube site again? Is it Rising Star?
Rising Star Entertainment Network.
Okay. Make sure you guys looked up the YouTube channel and check it out. I'm sorry. Did you have something to say, Shay? Shay, you got to just trample over me and Jackie because we both love the attention and love hearing our voices. So, girl,
well,
you just got to elbow in.
That's the difference in radio and Jackie and I being together, because if we're side by side, I can just slap him and shut him up. But, you know, on radio, I'm going to have to talk over him a bit. And that's a little harder, Jackie, to do. But, yes, if guys are interested in the network, you guys can go to www.rsen.tv or go to Rising Star Entertainment Network on YouTube. We've got Facebook, Twitter. You guys can check us out. Like Jackie said, you can message either one of us at any time. We are always open to discussion and knowledge. If you've got suggestions, better ways, questions, that's how we're going to move forward, and we're going to do things better, and Jackie's going to do things better. I mean, the man's a pro because he learns. So, you know, you guys contact us, go to YouTube, check those videos out, and just see, you know, that Jackie Bibby does walk his talk. Just like I told you, he did.
Absolutely. We don't doubt that one bit.
We've never doubted that.
No, absolutely. And we know he walks the walk. We know he's damn sexy when he does it, too.
I'll talk more shit than Japanese radio.
What? That's a goddamn T-shirt right there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Thank you, guys. Jackie, always super entertaining.
Thank you
very much. We are going to definitely follow up with you. We're going to come visit you soon. I love the fact that you are working on this project of releasing more animals.
Holding true to your word.
Yeah, do me a favor. Like, on the 100th one, name it Danny Mendez and then release it on its way. And hope
absolutely,
for the best.
Yeah. We'll microchip it and keep up with it.
There you go. Just like the real
guys, music. It's always a pleasure. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with y'all and talk about what we're all passionate about. And let's continue to just pull in the direction that we need to pull in, and let's make a difference and have some fun.
Absolutely, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you, Shay. You guys
are
wonderful.
Guys.
We'll definitely keep up. And for more information, you guys, you can follow up on our Facebook. We'll definitely post links to the YouTube site and check it out. You won't be disappointed. Thank you guys very much.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Take care, guys.
This is a journey into sound.
I'm Marty Stauffer, and you're listening to Urban Jungles Radio with Danny and Andy. Those motherfuckers think they know every fucking thing there is to know.
Look at the shirt I'm wearing.
Urban Jungles Radio.
That shirt they got me from Australia.
Radio.
Yeah, well, I have to represent somehow.
And you're listening to Urban Jungles Radio.
I learned from you.
Radio.
Those motherfuckers think they know every fucking thing there is to know.
It is a big distracting.
All right. Jackie Bibby. Jackie Bibby, everybody. Jackie Bibby and Shay Berry.
Shay Berry. I always want to say Shay Coco Berry.
I
want to
say Shy Berry, because I think just being named Shy Berry is pretty damn awesome. But for some reason, it reminds me of that Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs movie.
I haven't seen that one.
Anyway. So we're live on Facebook. Shouts to all of you. I can't read anything people are saying. I just saw Show Me Your Tits. I think that's the only one I was able to read.
Tom wants to see your sack, so.
That's pay-per-view, man. You got to pay for that. It's not free. So, yeah, man, it's been – that was good. That was good convo. I mean, you know, Jackie has held through, and he's done what he said he was going to do. And, you know, we don't agree with everything he does, but he's made up a hell of a lot more progress in our favor and been willing to work with us than most of the other Rattlesnake Roundup folks. So, yeah, I got to love him. And he's just entertaining as all fuck. Like, he's funny as hell, dude.
Yeah, you two just vibe on
it. He cracks me up.
You two vibe on a level that I can't even comprehend.
Why is that? I talk more shit than Japanese radio. Yeah. What was that?
Yeah, that's exactly the line.
I love that shit. That's spectacular.
That's got to be the new slug line.
Wait.
Urban Jungles Radio talks more shit than a Japanese radio show. Gotta hit the button on the outside, my friend. Let it go.
He's confusing.
Let it go.
I hate it.
Hit the switch.
Oh, this one.
Yeah, go click all the way over. There you go. Hit the button. There you go.
Oh.
So I bought Danny a new toy.
I talk more shit than a Japanese radio station. Is that the way it went?
Yeah.
And this is cool. I like this. Andy got me a toy. It's a pretty cool toy. And it allows me to have fun with
I can't wait to hear that fucking on the recording.
Oh my god, these things are bad. Alright, anyway, yeah, so that's Star Wars shit that Andy showed up with. And it's going to make me totally distracted. Now, how am I supposed to broadcast with this shit laying around, Andy? You got to stop bringing this stuff before the show.
I can't help it, man. I can't help it. You know I like my fucking toys like you do.
So speaking of electronic madness, it's been a tremendous week for Mr. Brian Bartek.
I'm not sure I would use the word tremendous.
All right, you know, it's been interesting. All right, here's the deal. So for those of you who don't know, Brian Bartek was – His Twitter account was hacked recently in a massive, massive way. Like, it wasn't just hacked. Like, it wasn't like just I'm gonna jump in and say something.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It was the equivalent of like teabagging you for a week of like you not being able to do anything. And
you know, it's like playing Call of Duty and having a 13-year-old just come up behind you and just stab you multiple times.
It's like
and
you know.
Then, kneel over you, rotate, kneel over you again.
Or, like, snipe you from, like, 2 feet away, you know.
And then immediately, when you respawn, he's right there again, stabbing you.
Not
it's
a good
insane.
Week. Not a good week for Brian Barczyk's social media. And, I don't even know where to go with that. There's so many, like, possibilities of what has happened out there, none of which I'm going to speculate on.
No.
Or should I speculate on?
No.
Facebook Live. Do you want me to speculate Facebook Live?
Oh,
show
my
me.
God.
No.
I'll
delete that one.
I'm out.
No, but here's the thing, all right? So, whatever. So, I can't even talk. I don't even know where to start with this one. All right. There was a lot of personal stuff that was put out there that makes me think that it was targeted toward you starting to get hands up. You sick bastards on Facebook Live. I love you all. Mwah, mwah. It's hard to say. It was very specific, and it's hard to say that, you know, it wasn't like a targeted thing, which I generally feel bad for that part. It sucks to be targeted. That being said, some of the stuff they put out there, if true, is just terrible, and my condolences to everybody who's involved in that. Because it's really horrible, but for the most part, it's been a fascinating, and what I said before, this is like a case study, right? Because here you have a situation where someone kind of dominates this field in the way that Brian does. Brian, I mean, love him or hate him, he has done some amazing stuff in social media, especially. He reaches out to, you know, more people than anything, and we, you know, he has an amazing outreach and ability out there, so... to see it go south so quickly was a scary thing.
Man.
And it was obvious that he had like no control over it whatsoever. And he couldn't stop it. And it went on and dragged on for days and days and days. And I couldn't even imagine being put in that position. But it was sobering because...
How so?
Well, it's sobering in the sense that here you have this account that you use and many people use, because there's like a lot of people especially like in the animal world that have crazy huge audiences social media wise, right?
Sure, yeah.
And now you have this thing you've built up, and then here it is, it's out of control. It's almost like somebody putting up a billboard about you, and you're not being able to do anything, you know? So, I don't know, it was just interesting to watch that unfold, and, you know, his personal stuff aside, just to see, like, the fact that he wasn't able to do anything about it. And even now, his social media sites are shut down for the most part.
Yeah, it's all deactivated.
They're non-functional.
Yeah.
And, you know, you haven't seen a resurgence yet. So it's just some scary, scary stuff. And, of course, it's been, like, interesting to see how everybody is, like, all over. People were like, call the FBI. Like, the FBI doesn't like, give a shit about, you know, your social media account. But you know, it's fucking scary. It's horrible. You know, so I don't know. I don't know where you can go with that. But it was really interesting to see how quick it went south and how you could do nothing about it. Like, you're not in the control that you think you are, you know?
No, not at all. He had no control over it whatsoever. And it escalated
so quickly.
And I can only imagine what to be in that position and have so much information put out there.
Yeah.
Whether it's true or not, we don't know.
Whether it's true or not, but be put out in a fashion where you're defenseless to defend yourself against
it. There's nothing you can say, nothing you can do, and it's a goddamn shame. It's a goddamn shame.
It's a shame, and just a sobering reminder out there in the cyber world that you should be guarded and be safe and don't send dick pics. Do not send dick pics to people.
No one wants to see them.
You know what I understand about dick pics? Here's that. Okay. We should not be talking about dick pics on Urban Jungles Radio. But let's face it, if you're a female in the reptile community, you want to show off your animals, you're undoubtedly going to get a dick pic. It's a given.
Like, unfortunately,
if you have boobs and if they have ever showed up in any way, shape, or form on your social media, you're going to get a dick pic. All right? That's just something you're going to have to learn to deal with. And
guys are gross.
Well, here's the thing, right? Like
dudes are gross.
What's the mentality, man? What's the mentality? Do you think that it is going to be a situation where you're going to send a chick a picture of your dick, which you obviously think looks much better than it really does, and some girl's going to see that picture, and she's going to be like, oh my God, I have to have that guy. I have to have that right away. Like, come put that inside of me right now. It doesn't go down that way.
It never does.
Don't work.
This isn't porn. This isn't a movie. It doesn't work like that. This is real life, man.
Yeah, and if you're doing it in a community, if you're doing it in a community of people, we're all going to see those dick pics because those girls are going to pass us around. We're just going to laugh at you. And we kind of saw that happen, I guess. So word to the wise. One, don't send dick pics, right?
No dick pics.
No dick pics. What are you talking about? I don't send any. I might have sent you dick pics,
well, yeah,
but that's different.
What I'm saying. Like, I didn't ask for them.
Don't send dick pics, number one. And number two, okay, if some cute little reptile hotties send you pictures, don't keep that shit on your phone, fool, because you don't know where that shit's going to show up.
And don't keep that shit on your phone.
Don't keep that shit on your phone. Live with that, ladies and gentlemen. You live with that, and you take that to heart, and you understand that Urban Jungles Radio is here for you, so no dick pics, Andy.
And we do not promote dick pics. No dick pics.
Andy says no dick pics.
No dick pic.
Jungle.
I mean, I'll take a dick pic if you want to send me one. Send me one. I'll take a dick pic.
I'll send you one.
Urban Jungle Radio.
I don't want a dick in your ass pic.
Jungle Radio. I'm listening to.
Yeah, you officially digress.
To what point? Dick pic conversation?
About dick pic. It's not even like. Like, imagine if animals did that.
Some animals do that. Whether they intend to or not, man. Some animals do that.
Here's my hemipene pic. Both of them, baby. Profile, lateral. Profile, lateral. Yeah, man, that's where we're at. So anyway, yeah, interesting stuff going on in the reptile world. You guys never cease to amaze me. And All right, I'm feeling like that was an episode of Urban Jungles Radio. Where else can we go from there?
No. here's Jackie Bibby, Rattlesnake Roundups, trying to educate. Oh, we're changing minds. Oh, we're changing minds. Dick pic. And we're back up. That's it. Like, we got to finish. Like, it kind of hit that bell curve. So we gotta end it, man. No dick pics.
All right, I'm going to cut the Facebook Live feed off because you guys are distracting me and you're not getting dick pics. So I'm going to say goodbye to Facebook.
Send me a dick pic. Me.
Nice, dude. I hope somebody takes you up on that.
I hope so, too. I'm sure Chris Cupper will.
Chris Cupper, please send Andy a dick pic for a change. Yeah, man. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is actually a very serious episode of Urban Jungles Radio, hidden somewhere between the fold. Once again, bringing those matters to the foreskin of what matters in the world.
Let me kick it at the online radio and video show that covers the animal show, Urban Jungles Radio. In case you didn't know, well, now you know, foe. Danny Mendez, that's the host, an intelligent and good looking guy you don't want to mess with. Cause if you do, oh man, you're gonna end up looking towards the sky right quick. Urban Jungles Radio interviews important people and celebrities that is useful for wildlife conservation. You already know, straight across the nation. It's just animals in general. We generally are animals. So in case you didn't know, now you know again.
No, shit.
It sounds like Sticky Fingers.
That will never, ever get old. The Sticky Fingers from Onyx?
From Onyx.
Because you got 10 Sticky Fingers. Yeah, that's a show, man. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
For tuning in. Special thanks to...
Jackie Bibby.
Mr. Jackie Bibby. Jackie Bibby got it going on. Also, to the delightful Shea Berry.
Shea Berry.
And make sure you guys check it out. What was it? Ryzen Entertainment Network Television on YouTube.
Rising Star.
Rising Star Entertainment Network.
There you go.
And check them out on YouTube.
I've got my first dick pic.
And did you really? And he's getting dick pics. I love you guys. I love you guys. Oh, man. What can you say? What can you do, Andy, but go out with a hard ending?
The Beastmaster has spoken!
Oh, that's terrible, man. Who said that?
This one's fun. She got it.
You want to catch? I love you, dicks. Oh, yeah, this goes out to the dynamic duo.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office.
More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.